in this Lenten season. Jesus asks us to take up our cross and follow Him. He doesn't ask us for 10%. He asks us for 100%. He asks us to be willing to die so that we might be able to be filled with new life. We speak of becoming a new person. We speak of being born again. But in order to be born again, the old has to die away. It's been a very early spring here, and of course my thoughts have turned to gardening with all the warm weather and the early flowers, and I start to think about what I want to plant here and what I want to plant there. But in order to plant something, I have to dig something up. In order to make a garden, I have to kill whatever is there. In order to make a place for Jesus in my heart, I have to rip out the old in order to let in the new. That sounds painful, and it is at times. The times when we are most able to accept Jesus Christ into our lives are the times when we are closest to death. Not just in old age close to death, but when we're ready to give up. When we're at a point where we don't know what to do anymore, when we're at a point when we are lost and alone, then we have a hole in our soul that needs to be filled. If we fill it with earthly things, they never really satisfy us. It's like trying to pour concrete in a hole in the ground when it's raining. What happens to the concrete? It washes away just as fast as you pour it in. The earthly things don't satisfy us. The divine satisfy for eternity. See, Peter wanted to keep Jesus there. He wanted to keep his teacher close. He wanted his teacher to stay with them and teach them and walk with them and talk with them and be with them in earthly form. But Jesus knew that in order to be with them for eternity, he had to die in this world so that he could live in their hearts forever. Peter didn't understand that. We seldom do. We seldom understand that if we're comfortable and happy and satisfied with these worldly things, then we're in danger of selling our souls for things that are transitory and unsatisfying in the long run. One of the things that happens with new Christians is they start to feel the power of the Lord working in their lives. They start to be blessed by God because they've accepted Him in their hearts. And it's easy to get distracted by the good things that they have in the world and forget that those good things in the world are because they have a good thing in their hearts. It's not the things of the world that are important. It is the things of the Spirit. Phil was talking about the Spirit being the wind, and as it carries the kite up into the heavens, so the Spirit carries us up into the heavens. But in order to rise up into the heavens, we have to leave the earth behind. You ever been up in a small plane or an glider or an ultralight or jumped out of an airplane on a parachute? Wow. Leaving the earth behind can be a scary thing. Just taxiing in a little two-engine puddle jumper when you're in the middle of Boston Airport and the 747s are looming over you is pretty scary. I love being up there in the air, but then you hit a bump. And you think that, oh, wait a minute, there's nothing under me but air. And the ground is way down there. We say we want Jesus in our hearts. We say we want to be the people of God, the people of Christ. We call ourselves Christians. Jesus died that we might be able to take His body and blood as a sacrament. when we do our communion. He died that we can take in His very life force, that body and blood of Christ represents His life shed for us, killed for us. He had to die that we might live. Are we not willing to give up some part of our life that He might live within us? Can we die to the worldly things to bring Him into our lives? Can we tear out that hurt that has defined us? Can we tear out that anger that has made us who we are? Can we tear out that hunger that has driven us to wrong living? I remember being a teenager and having a stepfather who was very abusive, and for years after that, I struggled because I hated him and I wanted to kill him. To forgive that was so hard because I was holding on to that pain. I was holding on to that anger. I was holding on to that hurt. It had become something that defined me, who I was. To let go of that was hard. To let go of that was a struggle. To let go of that was painful. But in order to have Christ in my heart, I had to let go of that hatred, that anger, that pain. And only then could Christ come into me. Only then could I seek salvation. Only then could there be room for that Holy Spirit. Because before that, I was filled with a spirit, and it was not very holy. It was not very nice. It was not very happy. It was not very fun. How many of those people out there in the world, how many of us here in this room are filled with a spirit that's ugly, that's mean, that's angry, that's petty, that's controlling? That needs to die before we can live. That needs to die before Christ can live in us. That needs to die and be cast out before there is a place for the Holy Spirit. When you take the body and blood of Christ, ask God to cast out those things that get in our way of being the Christian people that we can be. And let Him fill those empty places after they are cast out then with His body and blood and grow a new person. We cut down a white oak tree from in front of the parsonage and there was the stump with a big old hole in it. And I went and got a little cedar tree and planted it in that hole that a new tree could grow up through the emptiness that was left in the heart of that old tree. So Christ wants to come and plant a new seed in the hole in our heart that's left. But He can only do that when we cut away the dead stuff, when we cut away the ugly stuff, when we cut away that spirit that interferes, that gets in the way of Him having room to live and grow and thrive and become the person that we can be. We talk about filled with the Spirit. We're all filled with spirits, but some of them are not as good as others. We want to be filled with His Spirit. And so we say, the blood of Christ shed for you, the body of Christ broken for you, so that each of us can have that new Spirit growing, filling up those dead and empty spaces, making new life. New life out of old. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.